Okay, girls, today I'm giving you the inside scoop on my favorite place to save this spring. At Ross, it's the spot to get everything you need at prices you'll love. Because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off other retailers' prices, you'll definitely be finding your next favorite outfit and more. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite dresses and tops. And at this price, you might as well throw in a new purse or pair of shoes too. But Ross isn't just about savings, they're about giving back. This year, Ross and their customers raised over $4.1 million to support the Boys and Girls Club and local youth programs to help kids and families thrive. Seriously, just visit your local Ross and see for yourself, because I know you like to keep your closet full and your costs low. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at your local Ross.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively the Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go.
We are back. Hello, everybody. It's episode 113 of the Feeling Good with Duddy podcast, the show that points at the world, has a laugh, points in the mirror, has a laugh, fairest of the fair, bravest of them all. That's us. I'm Jake Bushnell, a barber from Southern California, co-host of this show. Let me introduce you to the host, my brother, Duddy B., guitar player, singer of the Dirty Heads, one half of the Roman Duddy Project. I'll say it again. Duddy B! Here he is. In the back of a tour bus, it looks like.
Yep, that's right, Jake. In the back of a tour bus in Grand Rapids, Michigan, we've got a show tonight at 20 Monroe. It's a very cool indoor venue. We've only done, I think, one other indoor venue this tour. And a lot of the shows have been, not a lot, all the other ones have been outside, and it's been super hot most of the time too. So it's kind of a nice little day where it's like, ooh, a day full of air conditioning and not being beat down by the sun. So that's nice. And we have played here before, like I said, and always a good time here. Great crowd. So going to be a great night. Yesterday we were in Kentucky at the Waterfront Park. That was a super fun show as well, and it was just right on the water. It was absolutely beautiful. So
one thing I learned about Kentucky in being on tour, that place is beautiful,
dude.
Like Kentucky, you don't hear a lot of people walking around talking about Kentucky all the time, but then I went to Kentucky and I was like, are you kidding me? It's like a rainforest almost. It's so green. I mean, I don't know. I remember being blown away by the beauty of Kentucky, looking out the bus window on a freeway one time going, whoa. Yeah. I woke up on a Dirty Heads bus, actually. And I remember asking someone, where are we? They're all, this is Kentucky. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. So yeah, that blew my mind.
Totally. And where we were was more kind of like in the city area. And it was just beautiful. It was right on the Ohio River. So it was just beautiful river background with like this. Like all these cool bridges going around. So yeah, the scenery around and 360 angle was beautiful. It was awesome. So yeah, all the shows, everything has been great, but we got a lot of fun stuff to talk about, you guys. I have a couple of crazy stories to tell you. I know Jake does too. I did find some scary stuff on one of my days off I want to tell you about. But before that, I do want to say, you guys, thank you so much for all the ratings and reviews that you guys have been leaving. We have seen them coming in. We really do appreciate it. It truly does help the show just get noticed and grow. So thank you very much. And if you are listening and you're enjoying the show and you haven't yet left a review or given a rating, please do wherever you're listening. And especially over on that Apple Podcast app, you can just hit that 5-star, drop a little review under there, and maybe even hit that subscribe button. It really would help and we would appreciate it. So thank you guys. And enough of that. Let's move along. I told you I got some crazy stories to tell you, and I'm just going to get into one that happened yesterday that was absolutely wild, Jake. And I haven't even told you this. You're going to trip. We wake up in the morning, and our tour manager, Wiz, who's just amazing. And he's been with us for like 5 or 6 straight years now. And we love the guy. He's awesome. He was just like, man, I'm my stomach, something's wrong. You know, he's like, it's not like COVID-y sick. He's like, I've got something weird going on in my stomach. It's like, it's really painful. He's like, I couldn't sleep all night. So we call it a rock doc is what they call it. It's a doctor like comes backstage, and he actually came onto our bus and gave Wiz a full checkup and everything. And the doctor's like, man, I kind of recommend you go to the emergency room like right now. And he's like, I think it could be your appendix. So yeah, you know where I'm going with this. Long story short, Wiz had to get his appendix taken out yesterday. He's not on the tour anymore. He went into emergency surgery. Yeah.
Wow. No, yeah. Wiz.
He's okay. He's totally okay. He's fine. He's in the hospital, and he's so funny. He's like, no, I'm just going to rest for a couple of days. I'll be right back out. We're like, dude, take your time. Don't rush. It's all good, man. So yeah, that happened.
That's heavy, dude. Cause we have a friend, Mike Giannici, you know, a guy that we grew up with. And I remember him, the same thing happened. I remember he, you know, was a good friend of mine, and he was like my karate instructor back in the day. And I remember he was gone from like, he wasn't in class, you know, and I'm like, what happened to Mike? Appendix burst. Same exact story. When I talked to him, he's all, bro, my stomach out of nowhere started killing me. Couldn't sleep all night. And just like you said, Duddy, to the emergency, boom, emergency surgery. Boom. I didn't see him for like 5-6 days after that, but crazy. So Wiz's appendix was probably about to burst. That's probably what was going on.
It was about to burst. That's exactly what was going on. Yeah.
Holy geez. That's heavy, Duddy. Yeah. Duddy's like, I got a crazy story for you guys. Save it for the show, you know?
Yeah.
That's
so crazy. Yeah, that happened yesterday. So now we are out and about without our tour manager. Luckily, we're with Sublime with Rome, who we get along so closely with. So they're just helping us out where we need it. And Wiz is so good. He's already advanced every show in the future that's coming up. Every hotel room has been booked. Like, we're good to go. We're all adults out here. We'll be fine. But he was also our front of house guy. He does the sound for front of house. So now some of the other crew guys out, they also know how to run sound. So everyone's just going to pitch in and fill in and help out till Wiz gets back. So bummer, but Wiz, he is going to be okay. He's going to be fine. And
Duddy, if anybody heard like a little child's voice or something in the background, I am at my house right now. My son is running around. I'm watching my son today. So Duddy, I'm going to run into the living room, check on him real quick, just see how he's doing. Why don't you tell everybody like what's coming up? What do you have in the next couple of days? And I'll be back in 30 seconds max.
So like I said, we got Grand Rapids, Michigan tonight, which is going to be awesome. Tomorrow we head to the See Here Now, I believe that's what it's called. Let me double check the name of that festival, but I do believe it's called the, tomorrow, that's later. Sorry. Tomorrow we go to Milwaukee. We go to Summerfest, which is awesome. I don't know if you guys don't know what Summerfest is, I believe I'm saying this correctly, but it's the longest festival, like that annual festival in America. It goes on for like 4 weeks, like 14 straight days. It goes on. It's huge. There's so many stages. Every band pretty much comes through and plays it. We've played it about, I think, 3 times before. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And then after that, it's off to Riot Fest, which is going to be insane. We've also played that a couple times. And look up that lineup. It's pretty crazy. Everyone you can think of is playing. So we're stoked to be a part of that. It's going to be a lot of fun. And anyone who has been coming out to the shows, we do appreciate it. And yeah, hope to see you at some of these upcoming shows. But here is another thing I just wanted to tell you about real quick, Jake. That was pretty wild. Is we had a day off recently in Jackson, Mississippi. Okay, and nothing crazy. So we wake up, we're in our bus, you know, we walk into the hotel. The hotel was just like a Holiday Inn. It was nothing crazy, but it was decent, you know. So all we've seen so far really is like the bus and the outside of the hotel. We go in the hotel and I'm texting with Tim and Wiz. Wiz is still there at this time. He had his appendix still at that time. And we're like trying to find hey, you guys want to go golf or something? We're like, sure. So, you know, I book a golf course that's like 5 miles away. And we go downstairs to the bus, we get all our stuff ready, and we call an Uber. Boom, normal day. We jump in the Uber and we start driving to the golf course. And I immediately, like a block away from the hotel, I immediately go, okay, it's looking a little sketchy over here, but it's all right. And it just kind of continued to get worse, right? It was really bad. Like, it was kind of some scary, some of the gnarlier, scary places I've seen. And the Uber driver goes, hey guys, I just want to let you know, like, you two shouldn't, because it was just me and Tim, was didn't come. And he's just like, I don't really recommend you two walking around outside while you're here, you know? He's like, we're like, oh, okay. He's like, it's really not a safe place, you know? We're like, all right, cool, cool. And we've heard that before from some places we've been. So we get to the golf course, and it's a different golf course. It's kind of run down, and there's not even really like a pro shop or anything. It's just kind of like a, it looks like an office. And there's nothing really in it, but just like a guy behind the counter and like a little fridge with like Gatorades and waters in it. Like, that was really it. So we're like, whatever. It's like, I've played terrible golf courses before. It doesn't matter. We're all playing golf. It's still gonna be fun. And it was, we still were having a good time. The course was not very well taken care of or anything, but we still had a good time, but it started to get dark. And it was maybe about 6:30, 6:45. And the same guy that was behind the counter, this old black dude who's super cool and nice, but he comes up and he's like, hey guys, you know, it's starting to get dark, you know, it gets dark. You need to get out of here. You know, like, it was the way we were like, wait, what? We need to get out of here? He's like, I mean, like, you guys should not be here when it's dark. He goes, I don't like being around here at nighttime when it gets dark, and you two should definitely not be here when it gets dark. And he's like, and it's going to get dark in about 30 minutes. So he's like, you got to figure it out. And we're like, oh shit. All right. Well, that's kind of terrifying. And that's the second person that's told us that. So we call an Uber. And luckily we were on the 18th hole at that point. So we called an Uber then, finished the hole so the Uber would be there. and that worked out. So we get the Uber, we're driving back, and I kid you not, that Uber driver, different. This was an old, nice old lady. We're driving and talking. She goes, so I just want to let you guys know, don't go walking around outside tonight around your hotel. And we're like, dude, you're the third person that's told us that since we've been here. She's like, oh, it's no joke. And then she continues to just run through like two different red lights. And she goes, oh, I don't stop here.
No.
She didn't even want to stop at a red light
for fear of just give me everything.
She would kind of slow down a little bit and look and just fly through. She was like, oh, I don't stop here. Wow. We were like, oh my God. Right. So then we get dropped off back at the hotel. We throw our, you know, clubs in the bus and we go back into the hotel, and I'm going up to my room, and the lady that's working behind the hotel, the counter, I kid you not, she goes, as I'm walking up to my room, she goes, hey, I just want to let you know, if you're going to go out to eat or anything tonight, she's like, call an Uber. Like, don't go walking around out there. And I was just like, oh, I got it, guys. I'm not going fucking walking around anywhere. Jackson, Mississippi. It's funny because everyone I did come encounter with was super nice, but apparently there's some not nice people around there. And I saw some areas that we drove through on the way to the golf course and back were very gnarly. Like, really only saw like rundown buildings, like, mm-hmm. that used to, you know, be what, markets or whatever, that were just closed, wooded up, but people still like in chairs sitting outside of them, you know, just like everywhere. Like, it was wild. It was wild.
Just hanging out.
Just kicking it. So I thought that was a funny story, because I couldn't believe it. It was just like, I think like they just saw me and like my long blonde hair, and they're like, no, yeah. Dude. Don't take your fucking ass out there. You won't last 30 seconds.
Yeah, you're like a torch in the night walking around out, yeah. there. It's like, what's this light coming up the road? Yeah, what's the, hey, sunshine? Yeah, probably not the spot for Duddy B to be spreading vibes up the street. Yeah.
But on that note, I had a nice time while I was there. I mean, me and Tim had fun golfing, and, you know, I ordered food to my room. I didn't go. So, yeah, damn. So. That's that.
You know, you're in a real scary spot when they're like, now don't even order any food to your room. Like, the driver might kill you, you know?
Yeah.
So still a couple stages of fear that are left ahead of you for another place, hopefully another time.
Well, Jake, you just recently had a big weekend last weekend, your birthday. You also, you were in a race.
I was. And I do need to clear something up. There was some fake news spread about my race online. It was meant to be a compliment, but I'll tell you about it. So yes, had my birthday, big turned 42 on Sunday. Just, I mean, next up is 50, dude. Because no one gives a shit about every in between in the 40s.
Yeah,
I've talked about the birthday quality meter, right? As a kid, it's almost like every birthday up until 21 is like pretty rad. You know, obviously yeah. 1 through 10, critical. And then there's like 16, 18, 21. And then you get into this middle zone, like after you're in your 30s, where it's really a big who gives a shit for a solid 30 years. And then you hit 50, yeah. you get the 10s, right? 30s a big deal, 40s a big deal. I'm firmly in the middle of who gives a shit birthday territory for quite yeah. a while. And that's fine. But anyway, I turned 42 and I ran a trail race. It's a trail race I've been training for a while. It was at my local hill and I did a 6K. So it was 4 miles and, you know, a lot of vertical though, a lot of climbing up. You start in a valley, climb all the way up to the top of a mountain and then run along the ridge and then back down, very steep downhill for like the whole last, for like the third mile of running is like freaking you're running down full on 90 degree angles, pretty heavy. But it was really great. And I got fourth place overall. There was 62 runners in the 6K race because there was a triathlon. There was all sorts of other events going on. But I did the 6K trail run, got fourth place out of everybody. And a longtime listener of ours, Allison, posted on the Bunker, Daddy, our fan group on Facebook over there, the FGWD Bunker. Yeah. She posted, "Hey, everybody, did you know that Jake ran a race on his birthday and got fourth place in his age group?" And I read that and my heart broke just a little bit because I got fourth place out of every age group, Allison. Fourth place overall, pretty impressive. Fourth place out of your age group, not very impressive. So I just wanted to clear that up. If anyone read that post, please give me far more credit. So yes, I did well. I got fourth, which is far better than I ever thought I would do. So I was super stoked. Had a great day. And I have other big news. I became a barber again. All of this shit happened in the last like 5 days. So last week I went into the barbershop just to visit my friends in the barbershop. Hadn't seen them in a while. And I caught up with the owner over there. And sure enough, they had an extra chair still in the back of the barbershop. And she goes, "Hey, dude." She's all, "Come on back, work any day you want." And I'm like, "Seriously?" Because obviously I watch my son during the week. I'm only available Tuesdays and Saturdays for work. And she's like, "Work Tuesday and Saturday if you want." Boom. I can't say no to that. So I'm back in the barbershop. Yesterday was my first day back in like a year, it feels like. Right, Duddy?
Yeah.
At least 9 months, yeah. 10 months. It's been a long time.
At least. Yeah.
So that was great. So this all just happened in the last 5 days or so. And the best part, dude, I built myself a home studio, Daddy, to record some music.
Love it.
All of this is just, it's crazy. It's just all like, I had a real big weekend. So we have a walk-in closet. I live in a one-bedroom apartment, but it's, you know, it's nice. I'm in Newport Beach. I'm by the beach, but it's a one-bedroom apartment with me and my wife and my son. We have like a walk-in closet. I literally turned the walk-in closet to a studio. It's like a Harry Potter's bedroom under the stairs, music studio.
I love that.
It's
perfect.
Awesome. My wife bought me a little carpet, like a little rug and a table and a chair. And you know, so it's funny. Yeah. So I literally am singing and recording music right next to all of our clothes are hanging there. Big 5 days. So I'm excited. New things coming. And but also part of the last 5 days, Duddy, leads us into the, I guess it's a you should be slapped, but this might border on a you should be shot. I, in fact, have a you should be shot. So there's a guy who drives his car. Now, my apartment that I live in, there I have a balcony that overlooks like out the back of my balcony. I can see this cul-de-sac. There's a long, like mile-long street that goes down behind my apartments, and it ends in this cul-de-sac that's right outside my balcony. And there's a dude who's been driving to the end of the cul-de-sac. Like, it's happened 20 times over the last couple months. He gets to the end of the cul-de-sac and he stops, and then he fires up his car and like Tokyo drifts, like a bunch of circles. And he's a super sick driver. Dude. He like, you know, he does. And then he leaves a big smoke billow stack, and then he burns out up the street. And dude, there's families and kids. These are houses. Like they're, Yeah. Their front doors open onto the street, and this guy's just burning through, right?
That's so fucking stupid.
It's insane, Duddy. And it happens so much. We'll just be on the couch. We'll be like, oh, there's the guy. And he'll do like eight spins till it's just a smoke cloud and then off in the distance. So he did it like 3 or 4 days ago. I'm sitting on the couch, middle of the day, and me and my wife, and he starts burning out, and I get up and I run to the balcony. And after he does like the eight burnouts, he stops his car. And then I notice that a kid hops this fence and runs and jumps into the passenger side of the car. So now I'm realizing, oh, so I think he's picking up his friend. I'm like, that's why this guy keeps coming here and burning out. He's probably picking up one of his buddies that lives around here. And then he does a bunch of burnouts and leaves, right? So I get out to the balcony. I start screaming at him when he stopped. Oh, hey, motherfucker. You know, I'm screaming. I notice that several neighbors have come out. They're all screaming. I hear another neighbor girl. She's all, I got your license plate. She's like yelling at him. And then Duddy, I see the kid that he's picking up, hop into the driver's side. He starts to peel off. And just as he's driving out of my line of sight, I see a man. I don't know who this guy is, wearing nothing but board shorts, no shirt, no shoes, nothing. Runs up to the car holding a boogie board in his hands and like double overhand stabs the nose of the boogie board into the driver's side window as the as he's pulling away. So it's like,
love it.
All of the neighbors are screaming and one guy had just had enough and just boogie board stabs. I don't know if he hit the guy in the face. I couldn't tell, but it was out of a movie. Beautiful thing. So that, and so the driver, dude, needs to be punched. The dude needs to be, he needs to be punched out, right? This is a knockoutable offense, dude.
He needs to be punched. His tires need to be stabbed.
Yes.
And his driver license should be shot.
Yeah, yeah. Just put his driver's license up on the wall and just shoot fire bullets at him.
Stab his tires and then punch him directly in the face. Yeah. Absolutely. No, you know what you should do with him? You should smash him in the face with a bodyboard. It's exactly what he deserved. He got it. I love it.
Yes. It's like, look, you definitely deserve to be hurt a little bit, but we don't want you permanently injured. But that is, I mean, you could kill someone. He's insane. Now, it's been, I think, 4 or 5 days.
Dude.
I haven't seen him since.
You're looping out like that in the cul-de-sac. You lose control of your car on accident a little bit and you freaking drive right into someone's living room and kill them. Like, dude,
it's that type of cul-de-sac. Yes.
Yeah.
It's like at the very least, you're going to smash into 5 cars that are parked on the side right there. Like, you know,
dude, no, get out of here with that.
Crazy weekend I had. A lot of things happened. Oh, you know what? I might as well throw this in there. I didn't even mention this because so many things happened. I woke up the other, probably 7 days ago. This was just a couple days before the burnout, walk out to my balcony. And I see this poor lady like walking around her car with a confused look on her face. And then I notice there's glass on the ground. Her window's broken. Some kids stole her car and she's all, I'm like, hey ma'am, are you okay? I go, did this happen right here? She's all, well, I parked it over there last night. So someone broke into her car, stole it, and then parked it on the other side of the parking lot under my balcony.
Oh my God.
Wild times in my neighborhood, Daddy.
Wow.
4th place out of 62, guys. Get it right on Lord Allison. I love you, but thank you for the plug. But you really made me look like, hey, fourth place in the 42-year-old age bracket. That's not something to brag about. I mean, honestly, 4th place isn't a brag thing anyway, but out of 62, I'll take it as a good running day. All right. That's my life, Duddy. What's going on? You got some scary stuff?
Well, I do. But before that, Jake, as you were telling me that you went back to the shop and now you're a barber again.
Yes.
Hey, what about your boy Ozzy that was on the show that has a nice little treat for us today, Jake?
Oh my God. I almost freaking forgot. So you guys, a lot of you know Ozzy Chong. He was a guest on our show. He played some songs, sang in Spanish, first Spanish song on our show. And he works at the barbershop. That's how I met Ozzy. So when I went in last week to see everybody from the shop, I got to talking with Ozzy and he is a huge Nick Cage fan. The guy loves Nick Cage to death. And he's all, Jake, I got an idea for your show. He's all, Cage facts. He's all, how about that? I give you some facts about Nick Cage for you and Duddy. And I go, Ozzy, I love that. And so he actually recorded me. Like, he made his own little recording of a few cage facts for us. He gave us 3 cage facts on this recording, and Duddy and I were talking, should we just drop one? And Duddy's like, no, dude, just drop all 3 of them. And Ozzy says that he is going to continue providing us with different facts about Nicolas Cage and his life. And how do you want to do this, Duddy? Because we are via Zoom. So unfortunately, should we have Luke play it for us all live through the mic? Should we just?
No, we'll just put it in. We've listened to these guys.
We've it's heard amazing. The cage facts.
We're just, yeah. let's just Ozzy made this for us and sent it in, and we're just going to play it for you guys. And honestly, I love it so much. I think this is going to be a reoccurring segment because it's just too good. So Luke, hit him with that cage fact.
In 2011, Nicolas Cage lay in bed to open his eyes to find a naked man wearing his leather jacket eating a fudgesicle at the foot of his bed. Cage. When Nick Cage was 4 years old, he would have this reoccurring dream in which he was sitting on a toilet and this giant blonde genie woman in a gold bikini would reach into the bathroom window like King Kong and pluck him off the toilet seat and laugh. Cage. Nicolas Cage never graduated high school.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Ozzy. Ozzy's the best.
Ozzy's a rad guy. And he obviously sang and performed that background whispering track that he... Cage facts. Yeah, dude. Nick Cage is he's one of the funniest actors ever, but his real life is just amazing too. All those things are true. He did wake up with a man eating a Jell-O pudding pop or whatever at the end of his bed wearing his leather jacket. Yeah, I guess he had the recurring dream about the lady plucking him off the toilet. He never graduated high school. You find out so many things about him. I know more facts about him because I like Nick Cage myself. But I'm just going to not even mention any of them. Look, a lot of our listeners are like, probably know 50 other things about Cage. We'll just let Ozzy dish him up.
Yeah. If you don't know, I was going to say, like, if you guys don't know, go look up some stuff about Nick Cage. But actually, don't go look up stuff about Nick Cage. I want you to learn all your Nick Cage facts from this show right here.
And if you guys want to find Ozzy online, you know, you can search Ozzy Chong or search the Kid Chocolate Band. He also goes as Kid Chocolate. So, yeah, that's from our boy Ozzy Chong over at the barbershop with me, American Vintage Barbershop. Cage facts, dude. I love it, Duddy. Bringing some quality to the show there.
That is good.
And then, so here's the deal. My living room is extremely quiet right now, which might mean that my son fell asleep. I'm going to go check on him real quick, Duddy, and then we're going to roll into some scary stuff. All right, I'm back. I checked on Rocky Boy. He's not quite asleep, but almost there, but we are good to go. Cage facts, probably one of my favorite new things, but Duddy, probably my actual favorite thing is when you go around town tapping random folks on the shoulder and then asking them about local scary stuff. Did you tap any locals on the shoulder recently and ask them about anything scary? Maybe in Jackson, Mississippi, you went around tapping randoms on the shoulder?
Well, no, because I was told by many people there to not walk around while I was there. So I did not do that. But the nice lady who drove us home from the golf course and ran multiple red lights because she was terrified. I did ask her if she knew of any scary stuff, and she told me that the entire town is terrifying, but there is one specific place that she thought was very scary and quite a story. So she told me about it, and she said the Haunted Bridge of Mississippi is a scary stuff.
A lot of bridge hauntings, I noticed.
Bridges are very scary. And this one in particular, because the legend has it that a member of the Dalton gang, Stucky, so the guy's name is Stucky, and he's from the Dalton gang, opened an inn near the Chunky River, hoping to appeal to those traveling the river. At night, Stucky would stand outside with his lantern, guiding travelers directly to his inn. Unfortunately for the unsuspecting guests, the innkeeper had a more sinister plan in store for them. Once everyone turned in for the night, Stucky would murder his guests, steal their possessions, and throw their bodies into the Chunky River at the future site of the bridge. Eventually, Stucky's evil doings were discovered, and he was hung from the railings of the bridge. Okay. Since Stucky's death, several witnesses have reported seeing his ghost carrying a lantern along the river. Others have reported seeing his ghost hanging from the bridge, in addition to hearing a loud splash in the water below the bridge, which is rumored to be the echoes of Stucky's body hitting the water after he was cut from the noose. Even more frightening, some locals have experienced up-close encounters with the ghost of Stucky. According to one resident, the angry apparition pushed him off the bridge, Jake.
Wow, an actual attack. Guys,
this is our first time of all the scary stuff that we found where the scary thing actually harmed someone.
I mean,
this resident could have just been drunk and he fell off the bridge and he's like, no, Stucky pushed me. But we're gonna go ahead and say no, Stucky pushed this man off the bridge.
Yeah, I do feel like that's a he comes home wet and his wife's like, you idiot, you fell into the I told you if you fall into the Chunky one more time, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, dude, it was what's his name?
Stucky.
That's right. I think it's like the shitty like brother that no one talks about of Chucky.
Yeah.
And like Chucky gets all the fame.
Chucky.
Yeah. Nobody talks about Stucky. But this is a very Scooby-Doo like thing, you know? Like, who is it? The innkeeper, you know? Like, he's, yeah. How's that? Come on into my inn. And then they pay you and stay there and you murder them and steal their things.
Yeah.
He's very lucky this was like before Yelp.
Yeah, I was going to say, why is there zero reviews?
Yeah. Oh, I know. Wow, dude, this is a scary
one. So, yeah.
I love the vibe.
I love the vibe. And what I also love is that the guy that he pushed into the water was obviously fine, right?
Yeah.
If Stucky wanted to, he could have killed him, I feel like. If he's able to touch people and push people, and he likes to obviously kill people, well, he liked it. But he just pushed him in the water. I'd like to think Stucky's like, nah, gotcha.
Stucky's like a...
You've been Stucky. Like a, that's his thing he says.
Yeah, he said... Stucky. What does he say?
You've been Stuckied.
You've been Stuckied. He's like a drunken high school kid at a party that has a pool in the backyard. He's just shoving people into the pool. Oh, my God. Stucky, dude. I like this guy. Fun to say. And I like the vision that you painted there when you were reading about, like, they see a lantern, like a ghost with a floating lantern going down the side of the lake. That's actually kind of rad.
That's always nice. That's always fun to picture.
A couple fireflies, maybe. I don't
know. Yeah.
I'm just talking.
So there you go, man. Sure, there you go. Banjo. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'd like to think, though, that everybody was telling me not to go walk around because of Stucky.
That's right.
Yep. And come to think about it, I feel like I did hear a loud splash while I was there. So
sploosh, huh? Who's there?
I was sitting on the toilet, but
damn it, Daddy. I told you if you drop another one of them grenades in the toilet, so it's Stucky. Stucky is in.
Oh man, goodness. So yeah,
I like that. Fun. I like that Stucky's just people just use him, they blame him for shit in town now. Yeah. That's I like that one. That one is good.
Right on. Well, that was fun. So we are gonna just jump into a quick little sponsor read, and then after that, I am gonna answer some Q&A questions. And these questions, you guys, they're coming from our Patreon members. That's right. We do have a Patreon page. If you're enjoying the show and you want to help support the show and keep it going, you can go over to patreon.com/feelinggoodwithduddy. And you can sign up there. It is $5 a month to sign up, but you do get 4 extra episodes every month. I do some behind the scenes things from the tour. I do guitar tutorials over there for Dirty Head songs. And you do get a chance to ask questions that me and Jake will answer on the show. So if that sounds fun to you, again, head over to patreon.com/feelinggoodwithduddy. And you can sign up there and we would really appreciate it. And while I'm on this note, to let you guys know, if you are listening and you enjoy the show and you just want to like hang out online with some other people who really enjoy the show and enjoy the Dirty Heads and whatnot, over on Facebook, there is a group called the FGWD Bunker. And it's super fun over there. And it's just a bunch of people who listen to the show, a lot of inside jokes that you wouldn't get unless you listen to the show. A lot of inside jokes from the Patreon as well. But, you know, if you want to sign up over there or sign up, just go join on Facebook, the FGWD Bunker. It's a lot of fun. We'd love to see you over there. So enough of that. Quick sponsor read, and then we are going to jump into these Q&As.
All right, here we go. First and foremost, Koi CBD. We love this product. We love this company. They've been with us since day one. I use it every day. You've heard me talk about it. I take the drops in the morning when I'm drinking my coffee. I love the way it makes me feel. I get aches and pains in my hands and in my fingers all the time from just playing guitar a lot, playing sports. I'm getting older. I got some aches and pains in my hands and in my fingers, but I've noticed it happens a lot less since I've been on a steady diet of Koi CBD. And even though it happens less, it still does happen sometimes. And when it does, they have so many amazing rubs and creams that, you know, you can just put on. It's one of those things where you rub it on, you don't think about it. 20 minutes later, you're just like, wow, it doesn't really hurt anymore. It's awesome. And it's much healthier for you than over-the-counter pills. So if you are out there, you got a bunch of aches and pains and you're looking for a healthier way to get rid of them, give CBD a try. Give Koi CBD a try. It is the best. And if you go to KoiCBD.com and you put in code FEELGOOD at checkout, you will get 15% off your first order. That's right. Also, plug-ins keychains. Awesome product, guys. They have a product called the Jack Rack. What this is like a replica to a guitar amp head. They have Fender, they have Marshall. They look amazing. They're not big and bulky. You hang it up on your wall, and it comes with four keychains and has four quarter-inch cable input. So you put your keys on it. You got a little quarter-inch cable keychain now on your keys. When you get home, you just plug it right into your amp. And when you're going to go anywhere, you know exactly where it's at. It's on your Jack Rack that's on your wall that you got from pluginskeychains.com, and that is with a Z, and it is plural. That is PLUGINZ keychains.com. Pick up a Jack Rack, put in code DuddyB at checkout, and you will get 20% off of every order for the rest of your life, Jake. You heard it here, people.
Questions. Woo-hoo-hoo. Ask us any question you want.
Right. So here we go. Some Q&A questions from our Patreon members. And we're going to start with Bruce Strahan. Okay. Oh, he was Bruce Strahan. Okay. I was saying that wrong. Jake, we share a birthday. Happy belated, dude.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. Happy birthday. Dude, I know. I swear. I feel like I know at least five or six people that have my exact birthday. It must be a popular day, September 2. Oh, is you do too? So maybe
I do. Honestly, I know like 10 fucking people with my same birthday.
That's so crazy. When it's like of 300 and whatever, 65, you know, to meet a hand, even to meet four people, three people
in my family day. Dude, our cousin John.
Oh, that's true.
Ryder, who's my nephew.
No way. That's right.
Yeah.
Like you have three family members with the same birthday.
Yeah. Yep.
Crazy. That's funny. Your birthday is only 2 days before our dad's. But yeah, I have multiple friends with my exact same birthday. And we'd have like together parties when we were younger.
Yeah.
Crazy.
All right. So this is Bruce's question, though. His question is, for both of you, when it comes to wings, are you more of flats or drumsticks? And do you have a flavor you lean more towards? He says that he tends to mix up my wings half spicy and half with a sweeter, mild flavor.
I'm with him on that, dude. That the whole wings thing is fairly new to me. I was a no wings guy. I don't dislike the taste, but you know this about me, Daddy. I don't like a chore. I don't like eating ribs because I have to use 75,000 napkins during the process. And Duddy B is a rib guy. When we were kids, every year for Duddy's birthday, it was ribs. Which they're always delicious, but I remember
so
your face is a mess. Your hands,
yeah.
the same thing with chicken wings. So I just never ate them because I'm like, I don't want to do the whole parade, you know? But I remember about probably a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, the guys at the barbershop were just hassling me about wings. They're like, you don't know what you're missing. And I got wings one night, like for them. I was like, all right, I'm going to go to Wingstop or whatever. I'll get the wings, bro.
Good.
Fuck, I love wings.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, what the hell was I doing?
Yeah.
I'm the same way as who asked this question?
Bruce Strawnhead.
I'm like the same way, dude. I like the I like to have some spicy on hand. And then I really like to have a sweet setup too. I'm not that big of a fan of the lemon pepper. It seems to always be dry to me.
Oh, see, that's so funny because
your shit?
That's my shit because I'm like you. I love wings, but I don't get why the sauce has to be on the wing. Give me a dry rub. Give me a lemon pepper. I don't really like the Parmesan, like cheese rub. But I always get like the lemon pepper and then I can dip it in whatever I want to dip it in. I'll get multiple sauces and I can dip them now and I don't have to have my hands all filthy. They still get a little filthy. It's wings, but I don't like it. But here's the funny thing though, with ribs, I'm like, I don't give a shit, dude.
Yeah.
I'm diving in. But with wings, give me a dry rub and multiple dips.
All right. That's something to think about there. Cause I don't dip them. I guess you'll use ranch sometimes, but my whole thing is, dude, if I want the Korean spicy flavor, I want that flavor. But maybe I take a dry one and then dip that. That's I will true. Try. I swear to God, in my life of deciding that I like wings, I've probably had wings 5 or 6 times. So that's it. I'm still a new wing guy. Well, but I'm in, dude. I'm down.
Try a dry wing with multiple dips. I think you're going to enjoy it, Jake.
All right, moving on.
Melissa Mierto says, with touring being a thing again, would you guys ever plan to do a podcast tour during the Dirty Heads off season of touring? I don't think so, to be honest. I tour enough with the Dirty Heads, and now I'm starting to do touring with Rome and Duddy Project as well. I don't need to add another touring thing on I'll Never Be Home. But that being said, I'm not against doing like a one-off here or there and traveling, you know, for a couple days to do a show here or something. Like, yeah, I'm down with that. But am I going to plan tours for it?
The truth of the matter is, we don't have enough listeners to dare justify that. We can do one
podcast,
show.
Yeah, if this podcast ever blew up big enough to where I could tour around and have a couple hundred people a night showing up, maybe that'll be something we think about then. But we're quite far from that at this point.
Yeah. We've done one live show and it was super fun. So that was like 2 years ago, but we did do it.
Patrick Lynch says, who is the cooler Duke boy, Bo or Luke?
Oh, I don't really know. You know, I watched that show for sure, but it wasn't like a show that I loved. So I never was like I'm a Bo and Luke fan. I just remember the show.
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't answer. I couldn't answer if I wanted to.
And if I had
not
to
a bad
choose,
question.
I'd hang
not
out
a
with
bad
Daisy.
Question. Yeah, there you go.
Bo and Luke, you guys can go do donuts in the freaking cul-de-sac if you want. Get hit with boogie boards. I'll be hanging out with Daisy.
Let's see here. Moving down. Captain B. Flobble, which is Kimmy, the legend herself. She says, Duddy, did you see me in OKC? Did you like the red lights we had? I did see it, Kimmy, and I did enjoy the red lights. They had these little like lights. Oh, no.
What happened?
Hold on. I'm getting a call.
Oh, no. Take the call right on the show here.
All right, hold on.
Did he actually take the call? I think he might have.
Right here. Yeah, his audio is gone.
He'll come back, right?
Yeah. He's still here. He's still in the meeting.
Well, for everyone, I would say leave this in, Luke.
This, all of us, like us talking.
Yeah, why not? Dude? We'll just talk about... I wonder who he's talking to.
Were you guys able to hear that?
No.
Oh, that was pretty funny.
We're going to keep Tom. That in, though. Who was it?
Yeah, go ahead. That was Tom, our production manager. who's now kind of, you know, filling in for Wiz and helping out there. But he's like, he goes, "Hey, Daddy, are you available right now?" And I was like, "I could be like 20 minutes. I'm in the middle of a podcast. What's up?" And he goes, I kind of have a lot of weed for you."
I was like, "Daddy's like, yeah, I'm available now. I can be available now."
I was like, "Well, I will come directly to the production office when I'm done with this, and I will take that." Thank you. That was pretty funny. You're like, I was like,
"You don't ever kind of have a lot of weed for some. Do you have a lot of weed for me?" That's it. You either do or you don't.
Yeah, the way he said it, I feel like it's a lot. Because he was like, "I kind of have like a lot of weed for you." I was like, "Whoa, that's okay. Sounds good."
He's worried about the he could go to jail for the amount of weed that he has.
Shauna Leader says, do your family celebrate both Christmas and Hanukkah? My husband is Jewish, so we end up celebrating all the holidays. Also, happy birthday, Jake and Shannon Tova, to you both." There's Rocky Boy screaming.
Yeah, my boy's starting to lose it over here.
When we were young growing up, we didn't necessarily like celebrate Hanukkah, but we would light the menorah because our mom is Jewish. But we just pretty much celebrate Christmas. We just do the Christmas really for the gifts and stuff. And now with my family, we just do Christmas. Yeah, we just do the Christmas now.
Well, we did when we were younger, Duddy, we would go to my, like our other cousins were far more Jewish than us. Like us, even though Duddy and I are Jewish, we got the Jewish blood, and our mom's Jewish. So we're official. We can go to, you know, we are accepted as Jews no matter what. That's like the rule. If your mom's Jewish, you're Jewish. And our cousins were far more Jewish than us, you know, bar mitzvahed and everything and could speak Hebrew. And so every year we would go to my cousin's house for Hanukkah. So it was this thing where, you know, we'd go to one of the aunt's house for Hanukkah. We'd go to another aunt's house for, I think it was like Thanksgiving or something. And then we would, and everyone would come to our house for Passover. Right. Yeah. And then we would go to, everyone would come to our house, even our Jewish family members, they would all come over on Christmas Day to our house. Yeah. And we would do a Christmaka celebration, I believe we called it.
Yeah.
So yeah, we did Hanukkah. We did Passover. We did Christmas. Yeah. But in our immediate household, just Duddy and I, yeah, we would light the menorah. We'd do the prayer, but that was about as much Hanukkah as we do in our house. If you guys watch this episode on YouTube, you can see my son popping in and out of the stream. He's like really tired. Should I maybe just go take him to put him down for a nap? And
go,
let you
go put him for a nap. I'll finish his last few questions. Go put Rocky down.
Ours was a fun
show.
See
you next time, dude. Fun show.
Yeah, have fun, guys. Enjoy the rest of the show. Duddy, have great shows, and I'll talk to you all soon. Thank you, Luke.
Right on. All right, cool. So Ben Benny Ben says, "Ever since I first heard Insomnia, I've wondered how many bong tokes can Duddy take?" Well, quite a few. I don't take as many now as I did when I was younger. When you're young, you just smoke all day, and it's just all fucking day long, just nonstop. And now it's like, I will just get tired if I'm just ripping B tokes all day long, but I still do take quite a few. Just not as many as I used to, but there's no point anymore. I think when you're younger, you think it's cool too. Like I'm just going to sit there and take 35 fucking bong tokes because it's so dope and it's so rad. And now I'm just like, I'm already stoned off of two nice bong tokes. I'm good. I will now go about my day. So that is that. All right. The next question comes from Sam Haber, and he says, "I need to know, did we meet Travis while recording, and does he know how much you roasted him for Yeed?" First off, yes, we got to hang out with Travis when we went in the studio and worked with Travis in the studio for the track, and he was honestly, he was a great dude, like really sweet guy, really talented. It was actually like a pleasure meeting him and awesome to work with him. And no, I don't think he knows. I don't think he listens to this podcast, and I don't think he knows about that. And I hope he never fucking hears it, because I don't want him to be bummed out. I don't know. let's see here. Where are we at? Baca says, "What are your favorite traits you inherited from your parents, besides being hilarious and musically talented, of course?" Honestly, one of my favorite traits from my parents is our humor. Like, we grew up we were always laughing in our household. And like, I just remember sitting around the dinner table just every night and just laughing our asses off. And we'd always have like friends come over and they'd have dinner with us and our parents. And we'd have these fun, you know, big family dinners. We'd all just be cracking up. I love that. Yeah. That's definitely one of my favorite traits. Yeah, honestly, I'm just going to go with that. That is my favorite trait, is that they really, we grew up and had a lot of fun. We laughed a lot. Now, Mary Gorlich says, Duddy, would you ever try to walk in the heels that Hyrie performs in? I would attempt to walk in them, but I would never attempt to dance around on stage like she does in those heels. It's pretty amazing, actually. She gets down in those heels. Michelle Kwan Nacheski says, do either of you have any tattoos planned or wanted? No, at the time, not at the time. I haven't really thought about tattoos in a bit, but Jared just got one the other day on tour and it kind of made me think like, actually I should probably get one soon. So I'll start thinking. If you guys got any ideas, let me know. I'm sure that you guys are going to have some fucked up ideas for me. Thank you. Let's see here. Carly Hill says, I'm with Kristen. How do you stay motivated? How do I stay motivated? You know what? I know this can sound cliche and stuff, but it's kind of easy to stay motivated. I mean, even with this being said, I still have some days like almost like, oh my God. And not going to lie, sometimes before a show, I'm just like, oh man, I got to like get myself in show mode. I'm not there. You know, what is it? But then I truly enjoy what I do. And I've got like a, you know, rad family and shit and doing all that, having all that, just it helps. It definitely helps a lot, man. Enjoying what you do and looking forward to it. Let's see here. Oh, only a couple more here. Dana Paulo says, hi guys. I'll be at the festival on Sunday. Just wondering where I should go meet up with you guys after the hang. Oh man. Unfortunately, I have no idea because it's a festival and they're always weird and different. So I don't know. Sorry. And this is the last question, guys. So thank you. Hope you enjoyed the show. And just remember, if you are enjoying it and you want some more content every week, head on over to that patreon.com. You can sign up there. We'd love to see you. And this one comes from Justin Palmer. And he says, wanted to say thanks for the awesome demo delivery. You are very welcome, Justin. And thank you for grabbing that shirt and wearing it out to a show. And with that being said, I love that you said this, Justin. Luke's putting together a whole nother list of some more names that we haven't sent out to yet. So we're going to get those sent out probably like tomorrow, I would think. If not tomorrow, the next day, we're going to get those sent out. So if you have turned in your info and you haven't yet gotten your package, they're going to be going out soon. So boom. And he also says, happy birthday, Jake. I'll let him know you said that because he bounced. And I'm so happy you played Antelope at Closer to the Sun 2019. Good. I'm glad you are happy that we played that. And I hope you are all happy about the show that you just listened to. Hope you guys enjoyed it. We love you guys. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, stain, tools, flooring, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online from May 8th through May 14th. Not a member? Join my Lowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.